Tom, it's Dale and Bob Ryan. How are you today?
Hi, guys. Good morning. Good
morning, Tom.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
It was really a tale of two halves, wasn't it, on Saturday against the Dolphins? As bad as things went for your team and you in general in the first half, it maybe was that good in the second half.
Yeah, well, we got off to a pretty rough start, you know, and you never want to do that. We always talk about starting fast and playing with a lead, and we just couldn't get anything going. And I thought we went in halftime, and we made some pretty good adjustments and then came out there and certainly executed a lot better. We needed to. I mean, it couldn't have gotten much worse. So, you know, I love the way we finished the game, and you know, it was really a credit to every single guy and player in that locker room and coach in that locker room that we were able to take charge there in the second half.
Tom, you started the game without Matt Light, and that was a revelation close to game time, and then you immediately lost Logan Mankins after he had been switched over. My question is, in Dante Scarnecchia, in general terms, he's been the line coach that you have putting out the guys in front of you for all these years. Can you just speak to your evaluation of how he handles that offensive line to be able, enable guys to be able to perform the way they do, even in trying circumstances such as Saturday?
Sure, and it was challenging, you know, to lose Matt. Like you said, we prepared all week with him there, and then you know, he wasn't able to go, and then with Logan going out there really early in the early part of the game, you know, we ended up losing out on a lot of plays that we had on the call sheet, and really not figuring out exactly how we needed to play the game until really the second half. So, you know, I thought there was just some adjustments that were made, and the guys that went in there, Nate Solder obviously moved to left tackle, and then Marcus Cannon came in and played right tackle, and you know, all those guys really played hard and were committed to what we were trying to do, what we were trying to accomplish, and ultimately it was good enough. And Dante, I mean, I can't say enough about Dante and you know, his leadership at that position, and he really handles the offensive line. He coaches those guys extremely hard. And he expects nothing less than their best every single day of practice and obviously in the game. So, you know, I think that's you really see that. I mean, we lost Copen earlier in the year. Then we lost Connolly, and then Wendell went out, and then Nick McDonald played center. And you know, there's been quite a few moving parts in that group. And you know, they always seem to rise to the occasion. So it was really a great great effort by all those guys up front.
And backing up that point, you were sacked three times in the first half of Saturday's game, once in the second half. What changed?
Well, like I said, I think we're settling into the game and figuring out how we're going to play them. And, you know, it's a little bit of an adjustment. I mean, it's hard to think that you'll, you know, just lose guys, you know, like we did, and then think that, okay, well, that's no problem. We'll just keep motoring along with what we're doing. And I thought that, you know, with obviously what we were doing in the first half wasn't working very well. Now we went into the second half, and you know, along with the adjustments, I thought the guys executed a lot better. So we, up and down the line, from the offensive line to the running backs, the receivers, the tight ends, we all started playing more to what our level of expectations were, so.
I asked you this question a week ago, and it had to do with when you were running the football and sliding. And you did it again Saturday, where you didn't go down and you took a pretty good pop. Maybe it wasn't as bad as it appeared on TV. Were you caught in between? Do I slide or do I not slide there? Or were you staying up no matter what?
Well, I was just caught in between two guys. There was a guy coming on my left and a guy coming on my right. And it was kind of a critical point in the game. So I got out of the pocket. And because I'm not out of the pocket very often, it's hard for me to make really good decisions because I don't get to practice it very often. And you know, it's quarterbacking is always about making good decisions. And you know, one of those is whether to slide or whether to go for, you know, shoulders first into the toward the first down marker. And you know, I got just caught in between a little bit. So I'm trying not to take too many of those shots.
Tom, you made it into the end zone twice, and I have a two-part question with regard to quarterback sneaking. Number one, were you always a good one, even going back to high school? Because you are a very good one. And two, is it fun or is it, oh, God, I got to do this?
Well, it depends. It depends on the situation. There's some times where you know you're just going to take a pretty good lick and you got to go for it anyway. So it's a tough play to stop for a defense because they've got to defend You know, they got to defend all the gaps. I mean, they don't know if you're going to sneak it or they don't know if you're going to hand it off. So it's hard to bring everybody into the middle part of the defense when you can hand the ball off to your running back and he can just run outside. So, you know, wherever they're not defending, we try to go. If they're going to give us sneaks, we'll take them. If they're going to give us outside runs, we'll take them. If they'll give us, you know, we had a 4th-and-1 in Denver last week where we ran a bootleg and we gained, you know, a significant gain to Aaron Hernandez. So, you know, we figured going to the game they weren't going to have that covered, so we tried to take advantage of that. So it's just a matter of what the defense is trying to stop. So those, like I said, and a lot of that's a communication between, you know, the guys up front and their really determination to knock their guys off the ball and give me enough space so I can squirt through, you know, a little open hole to gain, you know, whatever it is, a half yard, 1 yard, or you know, whatever it needs to be for the first down.
Every once in a while, you sneak in a non-sneaking situation when you see a certain alignment, do you not? And I've seen you gain almost as many as 10 yards on occasion in the middle of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's the same type of situation. It's, you know, it's nice to just, you know, pop a run in there and keep them honest. And, you know, because sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're roaring up the field, or sometimes, you know, they feel like they can get really wide techniques on your guards and really try to get edges on your guards. And if they do that, then you got to try to take advantage of it. You want them to play more head up on the guards or the center so that, you know, we're in a better position to block them. So when they're not, you know, it gives me a little bit of an advantage on a play like that where I can sneak the ball into the defense.
It appeared as though you kept both of those footballs. Were those Christmas presents for the Brady boys? Or?
Yeah, well, I brought them to the sideline. One of them was a little slippery, so I didn't want to be throwing that ball anymore. So I took it and I said, take this one out of the game. So, these boys have enough presents between the Legos they got and the Batman cave, and you know, they made out pretty good at Christmas.
Talking about people who are making a collection of record-setting footballs, Rob Gronkowski set another record over the weekend. He passed Ben Coates for the single-season receiving yardage record for a tight end for the Patriots. Is there a limit to what this guy's going to be able to do for you?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I mean, it seems like every week there's, you know, another accolade that's kind of bestowed on him, and he's earned it. He's, from the day that he got here, he's just continued to improve in every area of the game. And tight end is a very challenging position because you're required to do so many things within our offense. It's, you know, you need to be fast, you need to be quick, you need to be able to catch the ball, but then you need to be a point of attack blocker against a 270-pound defensive end, or, you know, and then we put Rob in the backfield to play fullback at times. So we ask him to do a lot, and he always has responded. He, you know, whatever this team has asked him to do, he's done, and he's done it at a very high level. So between he and Aaron, who also has made such great improvement over the course of the last year and a half since he's been a member of the Patriots, it's been fun to watch. And for two young players to have an impact on the team that they've had is so impressive. So, you know, we're lucky to have those guys, and they, you know, they bust their butt every day in practice to be prepared. They bring great attitude and energy to our offense, and you know, they continue to be a big part of what we do. And when they're playing well, it's hard to really slow us down.
Tom, the coach, your coach, will never cop to this. We know this. We've learned from painful experience. But whenever the subject of what's going on outside your little world, in other words, other games and how they affect your fortunes down the road, he won't admit that, you know, all we worry about is focusing on our next opponent, blah, blah, blah. Do you guys, in your, you know, fun moments, do you look at what's going on? Do you say, okay, here's our situation. If they lose, we win, they lose. You know, like 2 weeks ago when everything opened up for you guys by the losses of the Steelers and the Ravens. I mean, do you guys acknowledge this yourselves or not?
Well, it's hard to not be aware of it. I mean, you hear it we definitely don't sit there in team meeting rooms and say, all right, guys, you know, these are all the scenarios that can play out. You know, we're hoping for these guys to lose. I mean, we definitely don't do any of that. You know, when we're in the building, the thing that we talk about is us taking care of our business and doing our job. And, you know, whoever we play in the playoffs is going to be a damn good team. And it doesn't matter who it is, but we're going to need to play our best game of the year. So everything that we're doing in preparation for the game this week or the game next week, is so that we can continue to build and perform better every day in practice and every game. So that whenever you do face, you know, a playoff opponent, you know, that's, you're going to be ready to play at your best. So I don't think we ever sit here and say, well, these are the teams that we want to play, or we really are concerned with how we're performing, how we're executing, our focus, our commitment to the team. And then, you know, that'll play itself out. That'll play itself out over the course of, you know, the next few weeks, and who our playoff matchup is. But, you know, I think everyone still has a pretty bitter taste in their mouth from the last time we lost the Buffalo Bills. It was, you know, an incredibly difficult loss for our team, and I think everyone's going to be excited to go out there to see if we can do a better job this week.
Late in the game, you were looking to try to run out the clock. You had a 3rd and 5 play. You made a 6-yard pass to Wes Welker to convert and basically end the game on that one pass play. He got up cranked. Is he more competitive than those sleepy eyes would lead you to believe?
Wes is as competitive as a player as I've ever been around. He's so excitable. I think he, you know, he came in at halftime and he said, guys, I'm telling you, I didn't play a very good half, and I'm going to go out there, I'm going to bust my butt and play a much better half. And you know, he looked at every one of the eyes and the offense listened to him. And Wes being the leader that he is on offense, you know, it means a lot when someone says something like that. So, you know, when he goes out there and he catches some huge balls there in the second half, you know, we take the lead, and then, you know, we got a chance to run the clock out at the end, and he makes really a great play to end the game. You know, he was pretty fired up, so that was great to see. And he's usually not, you know, that fired up, but he certainly was this game.
Apropos of young Mr. Ridley, when you hand him the ball, do you, like, feel a whoosh as he goes by you? Because that kid runs hard.
Yeah, he does. He runs with power. He's very elusive. He runs with a great, you know, knee drive. I mean, it's hard for one guy to bring him down. So, you know, you see it when you hand him the ball. He gets around the edge. He makes runs. He's had some really long runs for us this year. Against Denver, he had a big one. Against Oakland, he had a big one. So, you know, all the running backs have done a very good job, you know, in the role that we've asked them to do. Ben Jarvis has run hard. Danny Woodhead's run hard. Kevin, situationally, you know, since coming off that injury, has done a great job. So, you know, those guys have been very good players for us. And, you know, hopefully we continue to stay balanced and, you know, so we can run the ball, we can keep the other team off balance as to what we're trying to do.
Ironically, a long-standing NFL record, Dan Marino's single-season yardage record, could fall to 2 players in the NFL this year. Both Drew Brees and yourself are in position to break that record. Does it matter to you?
I don't think it – no, I'd say it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, I'm most concerned with our wins and losses, and I love Dan Marino. I have a lot of respect for him and admiration for him. He was one of my favorite players growing up, so – And I've really been lucky over the years to get a chance to be around him and see his competitiveness, because he is very, very competitive. So I know it's a pretty impressive record that he's held for a very long time. And, you know, for one reason or another, you know, Drew and I, you know, have been throwing for a lot of yards this year. But, you know, I think that's just our it's just the way the league has been, and a lot of guys are throwing for a lot of yards and having some pretty impressive years statistics-wise. But, you know, the way that there's a lot of ways to get it done at quarterback, and whether you're running it or whether you're throwing it or whether you're, you know, scrambling or whether you're in the pocket or whether, you know, you're running the ball in the goal line or throwing it in, none of that really matters. The thing that matters is who's got the most points on the board at the end of the day. So whatever we need to do, whether it's throw it or run it, and the way that we feel that we need to do it, you know, that's how we're going to approach the game. And, you know, I've been very fortunate to throw to a bunch of great skill players this year who are making a ton of yards, you know, run after catch and doing a lot of great things with the ball in their hands. So it's been a fun year. We've had a good run here the last 7 weeks. Hopefully we can keep going this week.
I don't know how much of your Christmas night involved watching football, but Aaron Rodgers threw 5 touchdown passes last night. What a year he's having.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal player. I mean, from watching him when he first got started, you know, you could see that, you know, there's an incredible amount of talent in there, and he's an impressive player. I mean, there's not one, time where I watch the Packers where I'm not impressed with something that he's doing. So he's a hell of a player. I really love watching him play.
The Dolphins ran a trick play with Reggie Bush throwing a pass to Moore. Question is, do players like your stuff? You like trick plays? Do players agitate with the coach as the season goes on to try to run some trick plays or not?
Yeah, they're good plays. They're if you can catch a defense, you know, off kind of sleeping in a sense, you know, you can run those type of plays. And Brian Daboll is their offensive coordinator, who was our coordinator, was our receiver coach here for a while. So, you know, that trick play, we actually ran a very similar trick play in 2001 against Miami, mm-hmm. and in the last regular season game at Old Foxborough Stadium. So, mine wasn't in the red area. I caught it. Kevin threw me the pass, and when I saw them hand it off, it looked like the quarterback, just his demeanor looked like he was getting ready to get out of there and get running toward the end zone. So I wish we'd intercepted it, but they put it up in the air and they got a penalty on the play, which is just as effective as catching the ball. So it was a pretty good design by their coordinator.
Final question before we let you go. It's the perfect scenario that you're in. You win the football game Sunday, plain and simple. You're the number one seed in the AFC. That's goal number two, I guess. Goal number one is the division. It's actually laid out exactly the way you want, isn't it? You win, you do your job, you get what you want.
Sure, and I said that last week. I said, from week one, if we win, we're going to control our own, destiny over the course of the season. So it just so happens that, 15 games in the year, if we win, that'll put us in a very good position. But yeah, I think what our focus on is how we can beat a team that beat us earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. And, this team can score points offensively. The games where they've turned the ball over, on defense, they've won those games. We turned it over four times. They played the Eagles, turned it over four times. And they've had a bunch of games where, they've turned the ball over defensively, which have really helped that team out. So, I think that's a big focus this week, is not turning the ball over. It's something we've done really a great job over the last 7 weeks. And getting the ball from the other teams, our turnover margin the last 7 weeks has been very good. So I think that's been a huge reason why we've been successful, and we really need to keep that going.
Tom, we always appreciate the time. Thank you very much. Happy holidays to you. Good luck next weekend.
All right, guys. Thank you. Take care.
Take care. That is Patriots quarterback Tom Brady.